So, sit in a chair, have your back straight, face the south, take a slow, gentle breath, hold that for a moment, and exhale. Take another slow, gentle breath, hold that for a moment, and exhale. And as you exhale, tell yourself, hey, I'm going deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed, deeper and deeper. Take three breaths in this way, and then start to body talk yourself into a state of relaxation. And there's nothing more to that than just visualizing the various parts of your body in a relaxed state. So you visualize your feet, you visualize your ankle, your legs, your upper torso. It's particularly important to release the tension that's in the muscles of the jaw and the shoulders. So you just tell your shoulders, relax, tell your jaw, relax, and get rid of anything that's particularly bothering you, that's on your mind. So you just sort of say to your mind, hey, look, I appreciate we've got a bunch of problems and the car needs fixing and the cat's got the clap, but we'll handle this later. See your body relaxing and see yourself moving gently away from that reality that we know as external reality. The next thing I do is I go through some various etheric exercises that open the chakras and basically consolidate my energy. You don't necessarily have to get that complicated. All you have to do is see the heart chakra opening like a flower, and then move to the throat and see that opening. Then move to the third eye and see that opening. And then feel the golden light pouring through the crown chakra at the top of your head. If you don't believe in chakras, don't open them. Just leave them there. They're probably open on their own anyway. And as you open up, you begin to feel yourself connecting into these other levels, these other worlds. In the end, all these inner dimensions and all of the energy that permeates our reality are just levels of consciousness. By opening up, you reach inside those levels, and bit by bit, there is energy there to help you. You begin to develop as a truly transdimensional being. Then as you're sitting there, pictures or words will come to you. The ego will try to interrupt you. It'll start to tell you something. It'll start to get you thinking about something, an obligation, a party that you've agreed to go to next week. But you have to push up against that, because what you're going to do is establish that the real you, the inner you, is actually the dominant force in this lifetime, not the personality. So when the personality says to you, hey, we've got to get the car serviced, you say, I don't accept that energy. And you gently push it away. And when another thought comes up, say, I don't accept that energy. And again, push it away. Try to create as blank a mind as possible. For most people, 10 seconds of a completely blank mind is tough to do. But bit by bit it comes. And again, you have to persevere. It will be frustrating at times, but then you're not seeking to achieve perfection in 15 minutes. It may take a while, and if you're eternal, what the hell do you care how long it takes? No one can promise you that you will instantly enter into a Buddhist-type serenity. You can't. It's not possible. However, with the help of technology, with the help of the metronome, you can work on it, and you can work on it quickly. It really depends on the level of your desire, as mentioned before. How much do you want to transcend? How much do you want to change? How much do you want to learn about yourself? Okay, you're meditating and dialogue comes to your mind and you gently push it away. Bit by bit, after a while, you're going to see colored blobs that move across your eyes. They move in arcs left to right or right to left. These colored blobs come from the way that the optic nerve works. And what you do is just watch them. They're very pretty and interesting. Let them go. They don't really mean very much. Next, you're going to start to see symbols. Now, the symbols, again, will be moving on a dark background, which, of course, is your eyelids, which are closed. They'll be tracking left to right or right to left. More often than not, the symbols will be coming up from the subconscious mind, and they'll come up in strings or groups. So for a week, you'll see faces, like loads and loads of faces, beautiful faces, grotesque faces, old people's faces, young people's faces. And then the faces disappear and your screen melts to darkness and suddenly up come trees. Then you see 100 different types of trees. And then another week it'll be geometric shapes and another week letters and words. And bit by bit, all of this information passes in front of your eyes and it's really a way of the subconscious mind beginning to enter into a dialogue with you. It's showing you. And what you're doing is passively watching, without any particular opinion, without any particular thought. You're just watching all of these symbols come and go. After that, the screen, which is created by your mind, and the darkness of your closed eyes goes blank. At that point, there's a long way to travel, where nothing in particular happens. So it takes perseverance, it takes tenacity. An odd feeling comes along, a perception, the odd strange symbol, but eventually, you'll see images coming at you right up the center of your vision. They come very, very quickly, and they're the ones you're looking for. This is when you've tapped through the subconscious, I believe, into another state of mind. And one of the ways that you can tell this is because the symbols aren't moving in arcs. They're not tracking left or right in a slow, gentle arc. They're coming right up the center. And often the symbols are in their own golden light. They're not just hazy symbols on a dark background. These are symbols that are moving up the center of your vision very, very quickly, standing in their own light. They have an intrinsic feeling, an intrinsic energy of their own. They'll teach you things. They'll show you things. Most of it, in my case anyway, I didn't understand what the hell they meant. It took me years to figure them out. But we're not necessarily looking to understand it all. What we're looking to do is to establish the feeling of being or evolving somewhere else. So if you landed in Czechoslovakia for a holiday, you wouldn't expect to necessarily understand what the people are saying if you don't speak Czechoslovakian. But you're happy to sort of breathe in the feeling of Czechoslovakia, to breathe in the culture, to breathe in the music and the sights and the sounds. Well, it's the same in this meditative process. You're looking to sort of step to another world. And although some of it's confusing and some of it is not necessarily what you're used to, there it is. You're watching, you're joining, you're belonging by the very fact that you have this one footprint on the other side.